You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Devontae. Are you hearing these roadside assistance?
Oh yes, I've been waiting on hold for an hour, and I'm so glad that I got you finally. I've also been waiting for roadside to pull up here for a very long time, for about 3 hours now. Maybe more than that. And my battery is on 7%. I called in earlier for roadside, but they never showed up. My battery died. The ETA was 45 minutes, but my phone was on within that window period of time. And but they didn't show up within the 45 minutes, but I'm not sure if they tried to call me afterwards, you know. But I'm still here. I've been here for about 3 hours now.
Oh, okay. One moment.
Yeah, like I was saying, the only thing you can do is this goddamn phone or whatever is fucking and just laughing either by yourself or with people. So that's the thing. This ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's tells you right there. It's you. You are the one, honey. That's it. You are God, honey. You are the God. You are this, that, and the other, honey. All of that. All of it. And so that's what you got to know. Then it becomes a whole other thing for real, though. It really does. And like they say, honey, money, they create that goddamn piece of paper, baby, they call it. That shit is the biggest trick ever on the human motherfucking race. And that's on you right now. That's why I'm saying this goes to show you any government in the world ain't shit, ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Star Trek? Yeah, peep game on that shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't these bodies, honey. We way more than this shit here. This little shit here. Them motherfuckers shit and piss. Them motherfuckers stink. You got the goddamn release. Honestly, this ain't a machine. This motherfucker, you feel me? You something way more about you. Oh, my God. I just don't know how to. I'm feeling it. More and more in my life, it just becomes so much more apparent as the days go on lately. You know, what makes you speak? You know what I'm saying? What gives you your voice? Oh, you know, it's a force, honey. Oh, my God, honey. I don't know. I just feel like I'm just not here. Like, I'm not here. I'm so not here for it. Oh, my God. You know, I'm not here. just seems so foreign to me. Like, everything just seems so foreign, so... And it's so odd, it's so lame, it's so unfortunate. It's tragic as hell. I love my babies. It's me, us three. We're special. We're special. We are. Like, we're special. We're outside of our bodies. Me, Zari, and Xavier. We are special. We are out of this world. So sweet. It really, really are. It's so sad how life is. There's many things that can get you down and control those human emotions, those human buttons. But the damn video game. That part is so simple. It's simply fucked up. The epitome of simply fucked up. That's why I said, you know, we really will, we are, and we will be. And we're going to be, it's always going to be us three. It's us. You know, some just told me, like, whatever's beyond this, you know.
Yes, ma'am, are you there?
Yes,
Yes, ma'am. So what I'll do is just go ahead and cancel that provider and then go ahead and find someone that can go ahead and come out and take care of the service for you.
Okay, because I'm at a gas pump. I'm at, oh, you want to take my information down again? Or my, okay.
And you still want the jump start, correct?
Yeah, I'm stranded.
Okay.
I need something. Yeah, so I think it's a jump start. So, and we'll go from there. If it needs to be told, whatever. But right now, I'm just needing to jump. It started to turn this morning. The officers helped assisted me. They put the thing on it, but the battery is very, very low, and it only began to turn. After a while, you know, after them using it again, so it did begin to turn, but they weren't able to stay with me to let it sit on there, sit on the charger. So I'm at the Exxon 4531 Old Dixie Highway.
Okay, I see they have that address on here.
Okay, good. And I guess before we get off the phone, I'd just like to confirm that address, you know, just make sure there are no mistakes or whatever. What address do you have?
You're talking about your home address?
No, where I'm at.
4531 Old Dixie Highway in Forest Park, Georgia?
Yes, correct. Okay. Well, yeah, they shouldn't have no problem. What do you know what happened with the last one?
I'm not sure. They may have just got caught up in some other work. They wasn't answering their phone, so I can't really tell you.
Yeah, they didn't answer. Yeah, exactly. You know how that goes. So I called as well, and I was on hold for a very long time, and they didn't answer. So.
Yes, ma'am, but I'll go ahead and contact some different providers for you so I can go ahead and get someone to come out and jump that vehicle for you.
And also, let them know that my battery, phone battery, is very low at this point, you know, because I can't charge it. I was fortunate enough to be able to charge it in the store. But the man did allow me to. And it seems that it may not be long before he has a problem with me just sitting here.
Oh, okay.
At this point. Yeah. So just if you can notate that or whatever to the provider, that my phone battery is very low, but I am indeed at that address, and I'm at pump number 5. They have my year, make, and model of my car. So, yeah, let them know that my phone battery is very low and they could be dead if they try to reach out. But I'm going to ask them again if I can use the charger again. I hope it does, man, but.
I made notations of that for you.
And yes, sir. And before we go, let me do this right here while you're on the phone. And I appreciate you so much. Let me go in here. Let him know. You know. While you're on the phone. Been it over, 'cause I love you. Let me know. All right. Hey, sir, I'm on the phone with Roadside now. They say they don't know what happened with the last provider. No. They're on the phone now. They, sir.
Yes.
Sir. Yeah. Hey, could you? Oh, he want to speak to you. Could you just let them know that you've asked? You got another guy coming out, and there was a problem with the last one. He also wants to speak with you, rather emphatically. Hold on. I guess he wants to let you know that it's a problem me being here. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir?
Yes, you said you wanted to speak with me.
Yeah, what's a good question? What do you need?
Sir?
Yeah, what you need? What's your question?
No, he wants to.
I don't have a question.
No, just let him know that something happened with the last.
Yeah, so the last provider, they I guess they got caught up in some other work and they didn't come out to, you know, jump the vehicle off.
Yeah, it's like this morning and my pump is blocked and it's like, yeah, I give you just like a couple 10 minutes, sir.
I guess I'm on gas, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a simple scenario, it can be worked out.
Yeah, no, if you have a like parking, you have a car.
Is there a way you can like push her? Is there a way you can like roll her car into like a parking space?
Yeah, we have parking space, and maybe she's good in parking space, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to get some more gas.
Huh?
Okay, but once somebody, they're coming out, we just, I'll go home for an hour waiting for him. I'm about to get some more gas, too, so
let me go ahead and call them so they can go ahead and come out for you.
Yeah, go ahead, because this is a problem. It really is. Ultimately, though, it don't make no sense. It shouldn't really be a problem. People can send it to very small gas stations. And, you know, it's only two, ain't that many. It's only four pump stations. You know, we got both sides.
Yes, ma'am.
It shouldn't. And it's a quick trip right up there. And the thing about it, this is what I was saying. I felt that coming on. That's overzealous. It's simply unreasonable. People can just go to another pump. I ain't blocking that. I'm gonna get some more gas and buy some time, I guess. But ultimately, within ourselves and our mind, and this ain't that much of a problem at all. You ain't blocking that much, honey. The whole thought on that whole thought is blocking. That notion itself is blocking him. It's blocking rationale. It's blocking a blessing on thinking rationally, reasonably. It doesn't make any sense to even think like that in a situation with obvious, you know, simple moment of distress. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
It's obvious, you feel me? I can't move. My car is, that happens in life. That happens. It should be like, oh, no, ma'am, you fine. Like, shit. You so crazy, honey. I'm going to get some more gas anyway. I got some this morning, but I'm going to get some more. And this is the thing about life. That's how we came out. This shit tears me. I ain't not too much of a problem at all, honey. And they can simply, it's enough pumps. If someone wants to go to pump 5, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't even understand that whole thought. Like, that just made me retarded for a minute. Let me get some gas on pump 5. Let me get 15 more.